So we've come to call the network at time the eternal network. Mm-hmm. All these artists run places in the world that are managed by artists themselves, which are open for creativeness, that at times try to integrate themselves in the neighborhood in which they live. And in fact, that means that art is taking place where we live, where people live, that's where the art scene is. You don't necessarily have to go to any other place than the place you live in order to create. And this concept of the network, more and more, at times for some of us, is we find a more useful concept, more profitable concept than the old concept of the avant-garde. It's maybe you're interested to know some of the kind of conceptual thinking behind this, huh? Mm-hmm. And research on the eternal network. It's some of you, of course, know it already. I was told years ago by, or I heard rather, a mathematician say that the French mathematician Poincaré was the last mathematician who knew all the mathematics of his time. Poincaré died in 1912. That since then, now, the top advanced mathematics would fill such an enormous book that there is not one mathematician who can know all of it. And so I propose replaced mathematics by art, replaced mathematician by artist. Is there any artist now who knows what goes on in the art world? Just at this time, even in your own country, you don't know it. And so if this, I think, if this is the case, I propose that the concept of the avant-garde is obsolete. And that it is much better to think of ourselves as part of an eternal network where there is always one doing something and one doing something else. And only the network is eternal. And this network itself, I have come personally to look at in three different ways. There is first the network of artists themselves, that the notion of belonging to a network instead of a sort of military system in which you would have such notions as garde and avant-garde and so forth, of being part of a network puts us in a situation where what matters most is the spirit in which we do things rather than the techniques we use to achieve it. So it allows for more cooperation among people, and in my experience, it diminishing of competitiveness and anguish now. And so there is first this network among artists that we can take conscience of and which we carry out by doing work where we are, but at the same time by opening the channels so that we are always visiting one another and providing outlets for creativeness and for fun to other artists. We do it either physically by moving from one place to the other or through the mail. The mail art network is part of this. Or now through video and tapes and so forth. Now, this first network, I think that it is interesting to see it itself as being only one part of a broader network in which artistic activity is just one of the activities going on this earth. And I would include into it even all our fellow travelers, you know, all the animals and the plants and so forth. That would be the second network. And now looking upward, this second network itself being part of this earth network, being part of a network of wider consciousness, or whatever name one wants to give. So that's it.